Blog Talk Radio.
To Money 101. My special guest tonight is Latrice Lattison. How's everybody doing? She's going to help us to learn about business. She's going to give us some business tips and advice, and she's going to tell us how she got started as being an entrepreneur herself. So I'm just going to hit one quick song, and then we're going to talk to my guest, Latrice Lattison. So hang in there with me, and we're going to see what Latrice has to say about business, and she's going to help us be the best business person that we can be.
Outrageous.
the time, but we had a ball. Let's catch a movie, then dinner. Tonight's the night, we'll just unwind and say, hey, let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while. Hey, such a beautiful moment.
Caught you hot, girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I caught you chicken head and shouty or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you dime piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on, I'll only call you
Money 101. My special guest tonight is Patrice Gaddison, and I said it wrong the first time. And are you there, Latrice? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you? And say your name for us, because I messed it up so bad. I just rushed back from getting my daughter from the airport, so I am like all shaken up, but I'm so excited to have you on tonight. So tell us name and tell us your name and your title so that these lovely people can know what you do.
It's Latrice Gaddison, and I'm owner of Visionaire Academy, LLC.
And Latrice, thank you so much for being my special guest tonight. I'm so excited to have you because, you know, we just kind of met each other online. I saw what you're doing, and I think it's great what you're doing. So tell us what Visionaire Academy is all about and what you actually do.
Okay, so Visionaire Academy, LLC, is business consulting, it's branding, and it's marketing. The ultimate goal is helping individuals turn their dreams into reality. You know, a lot of people have a lot of dreams, a lot of different visions, but they have a lot of naysayers that come, you know, that they come in contact with in life that always, mm-hmm. you know, tell them that they can't accomplish certain things. So my goal is to show them, you know, their God-given talent, to assist them into their God-given talent so that they can actually do what they're destined to do, not just do something, mm-hmm. you know, monetarily because they have the money to do it, but something that they're truly passionate about.
Right, exactly. That sounds wonderful. So tell us how you actually got started doing this, Latrice.
Visionary Academy, I actually branded it January of last year, so it is my anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But it started
okay.
a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It started a few years ago. I dated someone that had one cell phone store when I met him and when I left him, he had six. To watch myself turn that person into a multimillionaire, not to include not just him, but to watch several doctors, attorneys, you know, different businesses that
mm-hmm.
I had worked for utilize, you know, my research and my talent, and I guess I'll say my expertise to be able to make their businesses lucrative. So the goal
mm-hmm.
was, okay, what do I need to do? What am I doing wrong? In the beginning, I had one business, which was just doing taxes. And doing
okay.
taxes, bookkeeping, payroll, but it was something just to get through the recession. So my ultimate goal was, you know, to do something that I was truly passionate about, something that I can do, you know, without getting paid, with my eyes closed, I can give the advice
mm-hmm.
and not worry about, you know, if a dime is coming in at times, because
right.
I really just wanted to do it. It was something I was very much in love with that I was passionate about. So in doing so, walking away from that relationship is actually what opened the business. I began it during the relationship, and
mm-hmm.
the goal was to, you know, bring in customers, to be able to bring them to leadership, you know, teach them their destiny, teach them marketing, teach them how to do even the tax portion of the business. A lot of things, you know,
wow.
that individuals don't know how to do because they don't have access to these things. You know, when we go to school
mm-hmm.
To get our degrees, the goal is normally to just get a degree, and you can take that accounting
mm-hmm.
degree or that marketing degree, and you really don't know what to do with it in the true workforce or in entrepreneurship.
Right.
So the goal
so
is
you
to
help
teach
him
people
to take
how to do
that,
it the right way.
Right, and focus it. So let me just slow down here for a minute. So you saw a niche, and you filled that niche, and that happened to be something that you were already passionate about and you had knowledge about. Am I correct?
Correct.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. So what was the initial step that you actually took? Because I know you said that you dated someone, you helped them to turn their business into a multi-million business. Let me ask you briefly, how did you do that? Was it with the knowledge that you had, or did you, you know, take steps to do that? Like, how did you do that?
It was knowledge
well,
and education.
Let me ask you like
also
this.
Also research.
Okay, I do apologize. Let me ask you like this. Was it something that you saw that person was missing, or was it, you know, just your ideas? How did you do that? How did you actually do that? And the reason I'm asking is because I know that you can help other people do the same, and I want them to know.
It was basically walking into a building, seeing what was missing, you know, customer
mm-hmm.
service. You know, if you don't have the right customer service, if you don't have handbooks or manuals,
or
if you don't have a follow-up with your clientele, if you don't know how to interact, you know, or give eye contact with your customers. So it was,
mm-hmm.
it was basic things that people will say, oh, that's basic. Anybody can do that. Well, a lot of people don't think about that in business. So with me, I can walk in a room or I can talk to you about your business, and I can take
mm-hmm.
this, your vision that you want as far as a business, and I turn it into a way bigger reality than what you've expected.
Mm. And that's what you actually did.
And that's what I did. I pulled
wow.
out vision boards. I
mm-hmm.
documented, you know, different things that I wanted to do and accomplish. You know, of course, had meetings with the owner. Sometimes we agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But my vision is always sometimes broader than that individual, because people don't really expect their life or their business to expand as great as it really could.
Right, exactly. That sounds great, Latrice. Now, tell me, what was it that you initially did that you turned, because I know you said you took that niche and you turned it into your own business. When did you sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to make this be my business. I'm going to actually do this for a living? Was it when you did the tax services? You know, was that before the tax services or afterwards? How did that, what was that time frame?
It was actually after the tax office to actually watch myself walk into different jobs or work for different employers or business owners, and they not see the true value and worth in me, as well as other, other individuals, was a very huge eye-opener. So it was like, okay, you execute a plan. You figure out what you're really passionate about, and you stick to it. You know, so that was my ultimate goal. I love marketing, and that's what truly broadened the business. I love professionalism. I love making sure things are intact and in order, treating people how I wanted to be treated. So those particular values are, you know, what I instilled into the business with a help from the employees, you know, as well, you know, of course, changing those things around. But those were the things that I instilled into the business, which actually made it grow the way that it grew with him, as well as other individual businesses that I grew.
And how? What was the time frame that you said you turned one store into six locations? How? What was that time frame like? That must have been crazy, you know.
Within a couple years. It was. It was within a couple of years. Now, the employees were very hardworking. They were dedicated. It was a mom and pop, you know, establishment in the beginning. So it went from that into a true corporate type business, you know. So it was a lot of change. They had to be able to adapt the change within those couple year time frames. And as they adapted the change, the growth continued.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Now, what I always do with all my guests, Latrice, I want to pause right here and back all the way up. What is your background? What type of background or, you know, education do you have, or just what were your life experiences that put you in that position to be able to, you know, do this?
My background, honestly, I have an associate's in accounting, so I don't have a high-level degree, but I do have a degree. I do a lot of research. I'm a heavy researcher. I love to read books, educational books, leadership books, and you know, networking with certain people, but also going to just different seminars and different events and noticing that people are selling people fluff. So to be able to go in, see what they're selling them, and then taking the knowledge that I had, even from corporate background, Fortune 500s teach you a lot. The real Fortune 500s that are set up and structured correctly teach you a lot. So I took some of those values, and that's what made me, you know, pretty much qualify. And then just knowing that that God Himself qualified me. You know, when you are in tune, I don't know, you know, how much you discuss spirituality on the show, but when you're in tune with God, you know, Him leading you helps you to get things done a certain way.
Right, exactly. And you know, and I'm a believer that you don't have to have like a certain piece of paper or anything to get things accomplished. But it sounds like you are out there. You're hitting the bricks. You're out there meeting people, talking to people. You said the main word, research. So you're doing your homework. So you know what to tell people. So when you go into a business, you already know what they need, sounds like.
Yeah, I look at their expectations. I look at their goals, their demographics, the type of events that they, you know, do, the people that they socialize with, the type of customers that they're bringing in, you know, their sales goals, how much are they really making and how much they possibly could make. And then also, you know,
the
biggest thing is what they're missing. Yeah, what they're missing and what they could potentially receive,
Exactly. Now, you said something very interesting when you said that you're out there meeting people and networking. You said that other people are sometimes selling people fluff. Explain what that is all about, the fluff.
It's basically when people charge you fluff, when people charge you an enormous amount of money for knowledge that they don't have. Instead of being honest and saying, hey, I don't know this, I can refer you to this person, they build a network, but the network that they're actually building is only beneficial to them. It's only to make a quick buck off of a customer.
And
they don't
Can I pause right there just to clap on that? Because Latrice, that is so true. I've seen that so many times. So it's just so interesting that someone else you know, has brought that to the forefront and, you know, shining the light on that. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just had to give a little applause right there. So you're
That's
saying
okay.
that other people, they're building these networks, and it's only benefiting themselves, basically, and that's the fluff.
Yeah,
but
it's only benefiting themselves.
They're getting paid from it. Mm-hmm.
They're getting paid so much money, it's ridiculous. And people
right.
and people are hungry for this information. They're
right.
truly hungry to learn and to put their business where it needs to go and to, you know, gain
mm-hmm.
connections. But they're really paying
right.
for a bunch of garbage sometimes.
Yeah. Now let
and
me
they don't know
you.
It.
Right, and that's the sad part about it, because people are out there, they're trying to do their research, they're trying to network, but then they're coming up with fluff. They've paid a lot of money for fluff, as you call it. Now, in contrast, tell me about Visionaire Academy. In contrast, what do you, the program that you have now, and what do you offer your participants?
Right now, what I have is an intro to business course. It teaches you about, you know, gaining your EIN, your Secretary of State, finding your niche, you know, marketing. I do one-on-ones. People say I'm crazy at the price that I offer, but I offer it at $100. You know, I look at, you know, where I was when I first started
mm-hmm.
the business. I didn't have the income to do the things that I
right.
wanted to do, but I wanted my business.
Yeah,
I was
a lot
hungry
of people,
for it.
Yeah, right. A lot of people don't have the big bucks. You know, it's funny that you say that, because I went to a few years ago, something at the Phillips Arena. And, you know, the initial program was free, or, you know, discounted tickets. But then once you're in there, the program was like, I don't know, like a few thousand dollars. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have that just to do a one-on-one session with this mentor. Or, you know, I'm like, if they had $10,000 to begin with just for a class, I mean, I could take that $10,000 and flip it all different kind of ways with, you know, marketing business and all that.
Right.
But, you know, people are paying for classes, you know, sessions and workshops for that amount of money. So for you to offer – the nuts and bolts of how to get your business off the ground for $100, that's a steal.
It is. And my consulting fees, they can be pricey, but I do take into
mm-hmm.
consideration where someone is now. I do have
mm-hmm.
this value about myself where I try to meet people where they are at times. So if it's somebody coming in and saying, Latrice, I can't pay $500 to $1,000, you know, can we work a payment
mm-hmm.
plan? Or I don't need all of that. This is all I need. Can we work something out? You know, I like I said, I treat people how I want to be treated when it comes to
exactly.
business, and that's what continues to grow me.
Exactly. That is wonderful. So tell us about the next class that you have scheduled, Latrice.
The next one is the 5th, and I'm postponing it a little bit because, you know, Christmas just passed by, you know, New Year, so people
mm-hmm.
are saying, you know, give me a minute. I really want to take the course. Can you wait another week or so? So I agree. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and postpone it for another week.
And
then the
okay,
next one is
cool.
going to be rebranding. I'm getting ready to put a rebranding course together. You know, it's
oh,
time
wow,
to, you know,
that
take your pictures
great.
Again, to market yourself, to brand yourself. And if you don't know the branding or marketing tools, I'm the person, you know, to come to you, excuse me, for you to come to so that you can actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, get the information that you need so you can go to the next level. You know, a lot of people are stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the rebranding, you know, comes into a full effect.
Right. That sounds great. Wow. Now, Latrice, I will let you know that you have my lines lit up tonight, and that's a great thing. So a lot
Thank
of people
you.
Are, I guess, hopefully they want to talk to you. Or, you know what, I've been telling people that you're on, so I want people to, if they have a question, I want you to actually press the number one. That's equivalent to raising your hand. And if you want to just, you know, give Latrice a question, or, you know, give her some feedback, or even just give her your vow of support. Press number one, and we'd love to have you on to speak to Latrice. I'm just going to play a quick little song so people can get their questions together and hopefully, you know, see what they have to say if they're not shy. So you still with me, Latrice? We're going to come right back and ask
you
some more questions.
You.
Okay,
I'm rolling
cool.
with you.
All right.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me, oh.
talking, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Special guest, Latrice Gaddison of Visionaire Academy. Now, she's talking about business. She's giving us business tips. She's telling us her story. Now, Latrice, tell us one more time, run through the topics that you teach in your course one more time. I want to make sure everybody understands the benefits of what you're going to give them.
Okay, so the course is Intro to Business. I teach walking into your destiny, knowing what you're destined to do, marketing. I also teach you about, you know, your beginning information, your EINs, your LLCs, your Secretary of State, and
I want to just pause. I always try to break things down because for someone that is not familiar with that, let's tell them, okay, what is each topic. So you say the walking into destiny, you're going to help them find out what they're passionate about. Is that correct?
What they're truly passionate about, finding their niche, you know, not just spending unnecessary money and just going to open a business because they're bored or they want to be.
Right. Great. Okay. And then marketing.
So that's finding their niche.
And then marketing,
I teach you that utilize what apps
you
utilize.
And I do apologize. It's like a slight delay.
It is. I'm sorry. But with marketing, I teach you what apps to utilize, you know, how to set a marketing schedule, who to market to, you know, setting your demographics, what is actually working in marketing, and how to actually gain a clientele that's a lucrative clientele.
Okay. And then the next one?
Finance. I work with, on and off, with CEO Matty J, which is CEO, he's a part of CEO Millionaires. He does the finance portion. He taught it this course, so prayerfully, I have it recorded, but prayerfully he'll teach it next course. He pretty much teaches how he started with 2 Chainz. with the T-shirt, the Dab and Santa T-shirt. So he comes in with finance, you know, how to get that marketing portion done, and then how to actually gain that finance, how to get those millions eventually.
Okay, cool. And then what is the next step?
Besides that, it's pretty much the setup, you know, how to introduce yourself as a business owner, making sure your bank account is set up, making sure that everything, you know, your ducks in a row, your business license, who to utilize, you know, for employment, and, you know, how to set your goal boards. There are homework assignments, especially the first three classes. There are homework assignments, several of them. So it is a very active class. It is a virtual class, so we see each other on a Thursday night. Now I'm switching it to Thursday. It is a virtual class that does have replays.
Right. And tell us, you mentioned something about, I think you said the EIN and the tell us about those, because what I was referring to, some people might not even know what that is or why they need it. So can you just tell us what else they'll learn?
That's okay. With the EIN number, normally when you set up a business, you know, people think it's all about just going to the IRS and letting them know that you want to open a business and it's no longer a hobby. So that's where your EIN goes into play. But then what I teach is the different categories, you know, your sole proprietor, your LLC, your partnership. I break them down so therefore you won't waste your time selecting the incorrect one. So that's with the EIN. Then your Secretary of State. You know, I teach you what information is needed to be provided to Secretary of State just in case you have to do your articles of incorporation, things of that nature. Some are more in-depth, and I may have to say, you know, that might be more detailed. You know, that is off the course. But I do provide the breakdown of it so you'll understand and gain the knowledge without having to do a heap of research to bring that information in.
Right. And that is so wonderful, Latrice. That's what I wanted to just kind of hit home with, because so many people, that what you just broke down and what you explained that you will be teaching the people, so many people just, they don't even know that. That's the basics. So that's wonderful that you're here with all these resources for people. So I encourage everyone that is interested in business or that wants to become an entrepreneur to take advantage of this, because this is like, it's unheard of that she's going to be, you know, teaching you this, you know. And I want to make sure that, again, everyone knows that you will work one-on-one with them as a consultant, correct?
Correct. I do offer my one-on-one consulting, but that is at a different fee. I've noticed in doing this course, it takes away, you know, the bulk of the payment that some people don't have, you know, at that time. But consultations currently start off at $150. Depending on how detailed that of information and research is needed, they can be more pricey. You know, and going into the business plans, things of that nature, that's when we're talking thousands, which I do work out business plans, payment plans. To be able to write the business plans and do the footwork, the legwork, and the research for them.
Right. Now, as far as some of the things you mentioned, you know, as far as the legalities of the business, how much money would you say that someone should initially, not as capital to get their business off the ground, but initially just to get themselves registered as a business, how much would you say ballpark that somebody would be looking toward, you know, needing?
Now, your EINs are free. You know, when you go to your Secretary of State, it could be $100, depending on what you need. When you're going into your nonprofit, that's when you can, you know, have to pay a lot more money, you know, hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. It depends. You know, someone else may have to prepare the statements or the documents for you, you know, articles of incorporation, things of that nature. So I'll say anywhere from maybe 75 and up. It all depends on if you want to do the legwork or if you want to pay somebody else to do it, and then they just tell you what they did.
Right, exactly. I'm just trying to emphasize that you are the woman. you're great. Because, you know, quite honestly, I see a lot of people, they're trying to get started, but they need that extra boost, that extra person to tell them what legwork they need to get done. And so Latrice Gaddison is here to help you with Visionaire Academy. Now, Latrice, are you ready for your first call? Because we do have a caller that wants to talk to you.
Yeah, come on with
me. Okay, great. Hey, caller, you are on Money 101 with Racine Tyze and Latrice Gaddison of Visionaire Academy. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Latrice, I just wanted to say I'm very proud of you. This is your mother from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh,
and
my
you
God.
Are
hey, Latrice is mom.
hey, mom. Hi. I'm so proud of how you have just grown into this powerful woman and how God, you're allowing God to use you. I am very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I bless your success and your growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say from a mother looking at her child grow, you have tremendously grown into a very strong, powerful, spiritual woman that I am very proud of. And I love you, and you keep on striving and keep pushing. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, my God. That's
thank
so
you.
Wonderful with
you. Thank you, Mama.
Wow.
You are very welcome.
Thank you so
you're
much,
very
Mom.
Welcome. You're very welcome.
We appreciate you calling
time.
In. You
you're
too.
You're welcome.
Latrice, that is a true blessing.
Thank you.
That is a true blessing because, you know what, that brings up another topic. You know, a lot of people that want to get started in business ventures, you know, they don't have a lot of support. They don't have that support circle where they can, you know, when they can have a mom or someone to, you know, to egg them on, to push them on, to be better and, you know, to encourage them. So, just in that aspect alone, having Latrice Gaddison on your team, having her on your side, that's like a plus right there. You know, that's what I how I feel about it. You know,
and I think when it comes to business, family is hard. You know, you do have
right.
your internal family, and then you pick up
mm-hmm.
people along the way.
Right, exactly. Now, if anyone else wants to say anything to Latrice or has a question, because Latrice, you have my lines. I thought Christmas was over with, but you have my lines lit up like a Christmas tree. So if anyone wants to talk to Latrice or has a question regarding business or entrepreneurship, please press number one. We'd love to have you on the show. Just press number one, and you can talk to Latrice. In the meantime, I just want to ask you a couple more questions. So you guys have before we close out the show. So if you want to talk to Latrice, press number one. So, Latrice, how often will you be offering your trainings? Because I noticed that the virtual training is 4 weeks long. Is that correct?
It is. Every virtual training class thus far is 4 weeks long,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now
mm-hmm.
I'm doing a course every Monday. The next one is going to
okay.
be on Thursday. So starting February, it'll be two courses offered per month. You'll have your rebranding
mm-hmm.
course and your intro to business course. The rebranding is going to
okay.
be a little more lucrative than the intro to business because
mm-hmm.
it's going to cost more to you know put in the finance for the marketing materials such as your flyers, your graphics. No, I don't do them, but I bring in my
right.
team. That actually does, you know, my my website and my branding for me. So
right.
Yeah.
And I love your flyer. It looks great. So tell us what your website is.
www.visionaireacademyllc.com. If you can't reach me on there, Latrice, LatriceGatison.
Okay,
and keep
great.
In mind, all pricing is not listed on the website. So if you send me a message for something that you need and it's not listed yet, I'll be
mm-hmm.
able to get back with you.
Okay, great. Now, and if they want to, is that the best way? Are you on any social media that they can follow, or is this the best way to contact you, VisionaireAcademyLLC.com?
No, I'm on Facebook, Latrice Gaddison, on Instagram,
okay.
Latrice_, and then on Periscope, Billionaire Mindset, excuse me.
Okay, and I do apologize. When I first got on, I was messing your name up all kind of ways, but I want to spell it for everyone so that they can find you. It's LatriceGatison. So it's Latrice Gaddison on social media. So, Latrice, in closing, what suggestions would you give to anyone that's perhaps like thinking about starting a business or someone who's already in business, but they kind of got started on their own without any help, without any support? What type of advice would you give to someone that's like, you know, just getting their feet wet in their business?
A few rule of thumbs that I go by is, you know, never just take advice from anyone. You know, if someone is always mm-hmm. negative about your goal, remove yourself from mm-hmm. around them and find your new circle. For two, mm-hmm. clean up yourself. You know, make sure before you go into business that you do a self-check. You look in the mirror, you check your social media pages, you see how you carry yourself, and just ask yourself honestly, would anybody do business with me?
Right.
Another thing is research. If you can do the research on your own, by any means necessary, go ahead and do the research. But if you can't do it, reach out to someone like myself or others that do mm-hmm. business consulting or mentoring or someone that teaches courses that can actually educate you and lead you in the right direction. You know, make sure you do research on those individuals. Don't just jump mm-hmm. into something because it's a popular name. You know, the research
right.
that you do on that individual, you know, their track record speaks for itself. Not just a bunch of viewers, not just a bunch of people entering
mm-hmm.
into a course as a one-time thing, but someone that's truly reputable, that provides great information, and get to know the individual. You know, when it comes to business, you have to network. You can't just sit still
right.
and think that everything will fall in your lap. You have to be open to meeting new people, having new ideas, and accepting
mm-hmm.
corrective criticism. You know, in this world
right.
with entrepreneurship,
yeah, so
it's not easy. It's not easy at all. So you have to be willing to accept corrective criticism and just do a fact
mm-hmm.
check with yourself. If that person is right,
right.
fix it and then move forward to the next, you know, objective.
Right. And those are some wonderful tips that you just gave. Really appreciate that. Now, it's so funny. And I do appreciate, I'm big on networking myself. And I want to thank you, Latrice, because someone that you referred, or she, I guess we kind of met on Facebook because of you. She, you know, you referred her to me, and I appreciate that because, like I said, I love networking. Now, and you mentioned something else that hit home. You did say that it's not easy, and it was so funny because the person that you referred, we were having a conversation last night, and I was just like, you know, a lot of people think that they can just throw up a sign on a storefront and their business is going to be booming. What do you say to that, Latrice?
It doesn't work that way. With me,
right.
I was from a small town. So with that small town, I was well-known, which made business easy. But then when you step
mm-hmm.
into a bigger city, you have to you know, beat those obstacles. So what I would say is, besides that sign, you have to go and do your guerrilla marketing, which is you got to get
mm-hmm.
your legwork. You got to get out there and pass out flyers, let people know who you are. You have to have, you know, everybody says a business plan. It all depends on the business, and this is just my advice,
right.
not everybody's advice. You don't want to just waste money on a business plan for every idea that you have. But if it's something
mm-hmm.
that you know that you're destined to do, yes, spend the money on that business plan and connect with certain individuals. If you don't know how to do something, yeah, that person might have put that name on top of your building. They may have put you on a billboard, you know, which I've had all of that. But at the end of the day, what can you really offer your clients? Can you really give them what they need? Or are you just wanting to be out here for a name to make it seem like you're doing something? You know, you really have
mm-hmm.
to put something into your business if you want something back. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Exactly. That's so true. That's so true. Latrice, I want to thank you so much for being my guest tonight. I mean, I could just sit here and talk to you all night. Because this is like this is my thing. I love talking about business. You know what I mean? So I could just sit here
exactly.
and talk all night. Now, and my lines are still lit up, which I really appreciate all the support. I need to have you as a guest another time on here, Latrice. I want to have you as a guest when you have your next class. But I want to make sure, I want to just confirm, you still do the tax services as well. Is that correct? And I think I may have lost Latrice. I'm not sure. But she, if you can hear this, Latrice, just call right back in. But I want to say that she still does the tax services. So if you need her for that as well, contact her regarding that, and she can help you out in that regard. Now, I do have a few questions. My lines are lighting up, so I'm going to go ahead and see what my callers are saying. Hey, caller, you're on the air. This is Money 101. You're on with Latrice Gaddison and Racine Tides. How you doing tonight? Hello, caller. You pressed number one. Did you want to speak to Latrice Gaddison? Okay, let me try the next line. Hey, caller, you're on the air, Money 101 with Latrice Gaddison and Racine Ties. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Did you have a question for Latrice?
This is actually her sister. I think her phone dropped. I just wanted to respond. Yes, she's still doing taxes right now.
Okay, okay, great. That is wonderful. Now, and I think her phone did drop. So thank you, sis, for calling in. Let me ask you, because your mom called in with a vow of support, too, and how is it having a family member that, you know, that's all into business and that is so successful in what she does and so passionate about what she does? I mean, how is it having Latrice as a sister?
You know, I absolutely salute her in her self-employment. We're all actually self-employed. I've actually worked with her, actually, with the company, branding that company into a multi-million-dollar company. I assist her with her customer service, so she helped push me out there. So she's definitely a people person, and she will do exactly what she says she's going to do.
That is great. That is wonderful. Oh, my God. So how many sisters and brothers do you have? How many siblings do you have?
It's two sisters, and we have one brother that's deceased. So it's four of us total.
Oh, okay. So sorry about that. Wow. So that is wonderful. So it's like a team effort. I'm assuming it's a team effort.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
And what advice would you give to other people who want to go into business as a family, like a family business? Do you have any advice for, you know, because I know that every day is not going to be like, oh, you know, you're agreeing on everything. So what advice do you give to those people that are trying to get into business and they want to go in with their family?
It just depends on what type of business you're actually trying to pursue, because some businesses and some family members actually don't have the same mindset. So it definitely depends on what type of business you want to do. You know, we've actually, like I said, we work together. We have a sister that owns a daycare back home. So it just depends on exactly what you're trying to do. You know, what's your mindset and what's your goal ultimately?
Wow.
Because, you know,
exactly.
I always use the Kardashians as an example. You know, they all have, you know, their own personal business as well as they have a business together. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on what you're trying to do. And you just have to motivate each other completely.
Exactly. I really appreciate you calling in. Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Latrice, are you there?
I'm here. It could be out for some
reason. Okay, great. That's okay. That's okay. So, Latrice, we really appreciate your family, you know, called in. They are supporting you. They're giving advice, you know. I do have one, and thank you so much, sis, for calling in. I do have one more caller that called in. I'm not sure if it's the same caller that called in earlier or not. I'm just going to check. And caller, hey, caller, you're live on Money 101. Did you have a question for Latrice Gaddison? And probably not. Latrice, did you have any closing words? And I want you to also give your contact information one more time, because I don't want anyone to miss out on your virtual class coming up.
That's okay. It's Latrice Gaddison, LatriceGatison. It's Visionaire Academy, LLC. Website is www.visionaireacademyllc.com. Yes, I do. I still do taxes. I think someone asked that question. I do taxes.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Bookkeeping, payroll as well. That is one of the other businesses.
Okay.
But my passionate business is the Visionaire Academy, which is mentoring, business consulting, marketing, branding, and then my favorite, startup businesses, starting them from the ground up. Intro to business is $99 currently. And it actually went up a little bit from the last course because we had a multimillionaire speak in the last course. So we just have to give these to, you know, where they need to go. But I'm open. I do lives on Facebook from time to time. I'm getting ready to do a few freebies. So if you need free information and you can't afford it, you know, just watch my Facebook Live. I'm very inspirational as well as provide business information as well.
And, you know, and it's so funny because, Latrice, I wake up in the morning. I have to get up pretty early these last couple of weeks, and I'll wake up and I might hit Facebook with all the little notifications, and then I see you already put something up there so inspirational. I'm like, yes, yes, she did. So
yeah,
the
biggest goal is turning
well.
turning your vision
mm-hmm.
into reality, not allowing
yes.
anybody, regardless if it's a relationship, family, friend,
mm-hmm.
an employer, you know, you'll be surprised
mm-hmm.
how many words, you know, verbal abuse is real. So
oh,
not
yeah.
allowing things to deter you from your true mission or true passion that you have in your business.
True. Thank you so much, Latrice, for being my guest tonight. Before I go, I want to give a shout out. I want to thank Maxine Jones for this platform. She's a former founding member of En Vogue. I want to give a shout out
yes.
and thank her for allowing me
thank
to.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because I really want to focus a lot of more of my energy on trying to help the community with the Money 101 show and just give them a little bit of tips. I do have a session that I'm going to be re-airing and also having him on again. He's attorney Michael Baskin of the Baskin Law Group. It's my Ask Baskin session. So if you know anybody that has a legal question, Attorney Baskin will be on answering those in my Ask Baskin session. I also want to just, you know, invite everyone to check out my other shows, Conversation with a Black Man and Don't Be Salty, and also check my website out, thinkblessed.com. So I want to thank Latrice for being my guest tonight. And I look forward to having you on again, Latrice.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
Yes. Okay, great. And in the meantime, I want to encourage everyone to, you know, everyone, I hope you had a great holiday weekend. I want to encourage everyone to create a vision for yourself. And I always say you don't get chances, you take chances. So create a vision for yourself, plan for success, and then just follow through. So Latrice, you have a great night, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, have a great night, everybody.
Woman will say.